Or dreamt. Dreamt, I think, would probably be preferred in my speech.
And say, I dreamt it was falling, but before I hit the ground, I
woke up.
And a child's coming down hard with his foot, you'd say, quit the...
Quit stamping.
Did you always say that?
I don't... I may have said he's quit stomping. I think I had said, well, the farmer just came stomping into the kitchen. Perhaps with a sense that was slightly humorous or exaggerated. But I'm quite sure it's not out of my vocabulary.
Asked the girl, won't you let me
take you home?
Take, the usual word you would use in that.
Yeah.
And trying to get a boat up on the shore, you get hold of the rope and
pull it up.
And then the car gets stuck in the mud, you tell everybody to
get out and shove. Or push.
Now, you go down the store, and you get a big heavy bag of something. Say, I didn't have the car, so I just picked it up and
carried it.
Any other words you'd like to use instead of carried if it's very heavy?
Lugged it.
You probably would be out of the range of both packing and toting.
Yes. I was thinking of tote, but that's not from my country, I think.
Let's say if you had a small child with you and going into Stan's lab and all of the things laid out there, the child started reaching for him, you'd tell him,
don't touch anything. Or don't fool with anything.
And if you were working and didn't want to get up and needed a knife or something that was in the kitchen, you might ask somebody to
get the knife for me.
Now when you play tag games as a child, the place you would run to be safe, you'd call that the